Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe, baby. Welcome in, everybody. It's wild card weekend in the NFL, and man, oh man, sure as hell was wild when you think about it. The Chargers are up 27-0, and then before you know it, the Jags are coming back and winning 31-30. Are you kidding me? You can't make this stuff up, people. Wild card weekend is here. The 49ers, they take care of business. We got a full slate of games. Not necessarily a full slate, but a full slate of wild card games coming here later today. And man, oh man, wild card weekend, baby. You got to love it, Mike Wilson. You got to love it, my friend.
Absolutely, you gotta love it. And you know what? They struggled for about a half, but the Niners pulled it out as well. They looked pretty dominant. Purdy looked good yesterday. So you know, I'm just getting ready for the shellacking my Dolphins are going to take in Buffalo, but that's a whole different discussion.
Hey, you never know, man. Honestly, I mean, I think the deck is stacked pretty high against them. I'm not going to disagree with you there. But at the end of the day, brother, they play these games for a reason. The Chargers were coasting, right? Like, they're up 27-0, and we're thinking that's a laugher. And then before you know it, four interceptions in the first half for Trevor Lawrence. He turns it around in the second half, three touchdowns. The guy was just a different guy, and that's why... Don't be surprised if the crazy happens, my friend. We're just getting warmed up, a ton to talk about. I believe we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. Keep it close, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, y'all.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Save $200, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it'd be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, haven't talked to this guy in a couple of weeks. Glad to have him back in the mix with us. None other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. It's not always beautiful here, so we're getting the valley of the rain. So Mike can't brag to you about our great weather because it's not so great today. But ultimately, we always talk sports with you. Love talking sports with you. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. So let's start with baseball because there's been some things that have happened, right? Like guys are getting paid and, things are happening in the offseason. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball at this moment.
Well, I guess the big story of the offseason has been the fiasco with the Carlos Correa contract.
Yep.
Very puzzling that he goes to two teams, signs huge contracts. Both doctors find something wrong with an ankle that was surgically fixed, I believe, in 2014 in his minor league days. So he's been through a number of preseason medicals since then, including one just last year with the Minnesota Twins, who clearly found nothing wrong with him because they signed him to that huge contract. He then opted out of that, tried to make more money, find himself in a situation with both San Francisco and the Mets where the doctors found something with the ankle they didn't like. So it sort of looked, the minute you heard that two teams had passed on him for this issue, you kind of had to think that the Minnesota Twins would be back in the mix, because, A, they still need a player of his caliber, who doesn't, and clearly they had not found an issue with him last year. And to his credit, he had been on the field for a fair number of games last year, and the games he missed were not because of an ankle injury. So it wasn't a surprise to see him go back to Minnesota. What surprised me was the continual lesser term, lesser amounts in each of those three contracts. And at the end of the year, at the end of the day, he signed a contract that is for a little bit less money than he had expected from the Giants and the Mets, but a much shorter term. So the annual value of the contract is actually substantially more. I believe it's about $30 million. So he's actually come out of this ahead. You just have to wonder, public relations-wise, how this looks for his camp. But the Twins have got the player they wanted to keep all along, so I guess at the end of the day, everybody's happy.
What?
Good morning, Mike. John. Yeah, I'm
morning,
not going to brag about the... Yeah, good morning. I'm not gonna, certainly not going to brag about the weather we're having today, but, you know, give it a few days and we'll be back to normal. My thought is this: the whole Correa thing was just weird to me. That they signed the contract and then they backed out of it. There's other moves from other teams that were made with big money players and big money and long-term deals. What, besides Correa, what have been the best moves and maybe the more puzzling moves, in your opinion?
Well, starting with the puzzling moves, Danby Swanson going to the Cubs was a bit puzzling to me. That was a ton of money. Cubs, you know, they're improving. They're on the road to getting to become a better team again, but I don't think the Cubs are ready to win. So I kind of wondered why he would go to a team like the Cubs and why the Cubs would want to spend that kind of money in somebody long-term when they're obviously a couple of years away. That one puzzled me. The DeGrom one we've talked about before, him going to Texas, that still puzzles me. There's no question that that was all about money. San Diego continue to throw money around like it's loose pocket change that they've picked up off the floor. Some of these contracts to me are just not making any sense. And then on the other hand, you look at Atlanta, and this to me is a very puzzling situation, because Atlanta's been working diligently to lock up that young, talented core long-term over the past 2 or 3 years. They've been doing that. Then, of course, they lost Swanson, so that became an issue. And now I see that they're in an arbitration issue with Max Fried. And when we look at the value of starting pitching, I have to wonder why a team like Atlanta, that has locked up all these players from a young core standpoint on a long-term basis, would not want to lock up a young quality starting pitcher long-term. I find that a little bit puzzling. Maybe there's some animosity there between the two sides. I don't know. But I found it puzzling that a team would go out and sign all of these young players. And to me, the most important thing in the game is still starting pitching and still good quality starting pitching. And they can't come to an agreement with who in my mind is should be their number one starter. So I think that was probably the biggest surprise to me in terms of what we've seen contract-wise so far, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I got to ask you about Trevor Bauer. You know, tons of talent, but all kinds of issues and problems and things along those lines. The Dodgers have released him. My question for you is do you think this guy's career might be finished more so than anything? Who's going to give him a shot?
Well, I think there's one thing that might save him, Andy. That is the fact that, yes, to your point, he's got a lot of talent in his arm. Where his head is another question. We won't go there. But talent-wise, you know, he certainly still has the talent to be a quality starting pitcher for somebody in the major leagues. So you look at it from the standpoint that the Dodgers have released him. He's got another year on a guaranteed contract. So somebody could possibly go out and sign him for the major league minimum, the Dodgers picking up the rest. If some team did that, they'd be responsible for a very small amount of money. They'd get possibly a year out of a guy that has in the past shown that he can do the job. and maybe they get a top flight starter for, you know, $750,000-$800,000. That's a possibility. The question is, does any team want to take on that perceived excess baggage that's there? He always had a reputation of being a different kind of guy before his latest issues. And, you know, the courts have proven that he was innocent in charges that were laid against him last year. So we have to give him the benefit of the doubt from that standpoint. Legally, he's done nothing wrong. Whether teams want to take him on because of the cloud that hangs over his head is another question, but I think starting pitching is so rare these days and so in such short supply. I can see somebody taking a flyer on him for the minimum salary, and if the worst comes to the worst and they have to cut him, all they've lost is minimum salary. The Dodgers pick up the rest.
What do you think of the Cardinals being pretty confident in their new bench coach, Joe McEwing? Obviously, they for some reason they continue to, you know, be a team that we always are talking about. What do you think of the new bench coach?
I think it's a pretty good move. You know, it's obviously Plan B because Matt Holliday was Plan A, and after accepting the job in November, here we are a month before spring training, he decides that he'd like to spend more time with his family, so he steps back, and I guess you've got to give him credit for that. He's put his family before his career. McEwing, to me, is a good pickup. I mean, he's familiar with the Cardinals system, having played in the Cardinals organization for a number of years. He's been a coach, a third base coach, bench coach for a number of teams over the last few years. He's developed a very good reputation. He's in a lot of conversations about manager openings. He's interviewed for a number of manager jobs. You kind of have to wonder why he didn't get one of those jobs, but maybe the fit just wasn't there. I think it's a good move from the Cardinals' standpoint. I think the Cardinals are actually very fortunate to be in a situation a month before spring training where they can go out and hire a guy of McEwing's quality and history in basically what could have been a very closed market, because you don't expect to be looking for a bench coach a month before the season, spring training starts, especially when you've only hired the guy in November. So I think it will work out for all parties. Maybe just a little bit of time will be required for him to get back into the current Cardinal system. I mean, one of the things that the bench coach is responsible for is a lot of input into spring training, so obviously he's behind the eight ball in terms of timing there. But I think overall it's a pretty good fit. We've seen a lot of Cardinal bench coaches move on to be major league managers. That's obviously what McEwing would like to do. He's found a comfort zone. The Cardinals have found a comfort zone. I think it will work. It's a good organization to work for, and it's a good organization to be coming from if you're looking for work elsewhere.
Juan Soto getting $23 million, right, for a year to avoid arbitration. Do you think this is going to work out real quickly in a moment or here? Or just do you think this is going to work out the way they want it to, John?
San Diego spent an awful lot of money. They've got a very short window. Machado could walk away at the end of next season on under his contract. So I think that San Diego have to take a chance and try and win it all this year.
All right, sounds good. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a little skinny about what's happening in hockey on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. If you want to jump in, join the conversation, call us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us all up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For John, I believe it's 12 John Poulter. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, John. So, you know, we always do this sort of thing where we take a look at the hockey standings. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Coyotes were playing the Wild the other day because I had a buddy from Minnesota shoot me a message. And he says, oh, we got the Coyotes in town. And I said, well, should be an easy victory for you when you think about it, because it's the Arizona Coyotes and they're not very good. But with that being said, let's take a quick look around the standings. And still on top, those Boston Bruins. And now they've kind of separated themselves a little bit, John, if you ask me, with the 70 points that they've got. Toronto with 58 or 59. I can't totally see what it is. My eyes are a mistake. That's 59. Tampa Bay with 55. Buffalo with 44. Panthers 44, and so on and so forth. That's the Atlantic, the Metropolitan. You've got the Hurricanes. You've got 61. That's leading the way. The Devils pretty close behind them at 59. The Rangers, 55, Washington Capitals at 52, and then we'll take it from there. We'll move over to the Western Conference. 57 seems to be a common number here in the Central with the Winnipeg Jets and the Dallas Stars. You got the Wild with the 52. Avalanche, who are just kind of hanging around for some reason. They haven't really made their move yet, right? But they're at 45 points, and then the Blues are tied with them, and then we'll move on to the Pacific where you've got, obviously, my Vegas Knights, who are leading the way with 58 points. The Kraken with 56. I think that that's notable, obviously. And then you look at the Kings with 56, Calgary with 51. I'm sorry, but I think the Boston Bruins are making a statement, and they're saying we're the best team in all of hockey right now, John.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're playing very well. They've played well all season. You talk about the 11-point lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs, and two of those points came Saturday night. Turnovers killed the Maple Leafs once again. They played a reasonably decent game, lost 4-3 with a minute and a half to play in the third period, giving up the winning goal on a turnover. They haven't played well this week. They struggled in Detroit on Thursday night against the Red Wings. That's a team that they quite frankly should beat. You talked about the Coyotes, losers of 8 in a row, and they're not a very good team, but I can tell you that they've beaten the Toronto Maple Leafs twice this season. So what does that tell us about the Maple Leafs? A little bit of a disappointing run for the Leafs after a pretty good December. So, you know, they're 11 points behind Boston now, and Boston has two games in hand, so you got to think that that division title is probably wrapped up. The team still to watch there, I think, is Tampa. They're sitting in third place with 55 points, but they've only played 41 games. So win those three games in hand on Toronto and then go on a little bit of a winning streak, and all of a sudden you might see the Tampa Bay Lightning back in the mix. You talked about the Metropolitan, and other than Philadelphia and Columbus, who have kind of been out of it all season, the rest of those teams have sort of been playing it's my turn at the top today and it's your turn at the top tomorrow. Carolina's been on a pretty good streak lately, and they find themselves now with a 2-point lead over New Jersey, who led that division for much of the season. So that sort of division has been up and down. To me, the big disappointment there is the New York Rangers. Dallas has been playing very well all season. You mentioned they're tied with Winnipeg for first place with 57. Winnipeg's been playing very good hockey lately, so they're deserving of that first place tie. Minnesota, after a pretty slow start, is starting to get back into it, although they are 5 points behind. They do have games in hand on both Winnipeg and Dallas. Perhaps the surprise, and you mentioned this in your comments, the Seattle Kraken, this will bring a smile to Mike's face, I know. 8 in a row, the last 7 of those on a road trip, all of a sudden find themselves only 2 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights with 2 games in hand on the Golden Knights. Kings still hanging in there at 56 points. That still, to me, is a surprise. I didn't see the Kings being that good. But once again, we're talking about disappointments, and those two disappointments being Calgary and Edmonton sitting there with 51 points. Neither team can seem to get any traction going. Not sure what the problem is there. I know it's a very competitive division, but I didn't expect to see them that far behind in the middle of January. So we're starting to, what we're seeing now is kind of what I think we're going to get for the rest of the season. But some of those races are getting very close. Other than the Boston-Toronto-Tampa race, I think every division is close, and we couldn't expect it to be any closer.
You know, John, you know, Andy brought it up a little bit. You just referred to it. Yeah, the Seattle Kraken, you know, the team that I've kind of adopted in the NHL because they're simply from the area of the country that I'm from, 7-0 on this road trip. What has gone right in Seattle over the course of the last 7-8 games?
I think it's a number of things, Mike. You know, primarily they're getting balanced scoring. And any time you can get balanced scoring, you're going to put the other team at a disadvantage because you can't send out your best defensive players against the same line. You know, it's just pure logic when you sit and think about it. If a team is getting all of its points from one main line, you send out your best defensive line and try and shut them down. But the Kraken have been getting some, apart from getting some good goaltending, they've been getting some very balanced scoring. And anytime you can get balanced scoring, that's going to help you because A, it means all of your players are playing well, but B, it also means that you can't let another team suffocate you with their shutdown line. And the other statistic, this was a very odd statistic I just happened to notice when I was reading the box scores this morning. Seattle's defenseman Adam Larsson was +7 in the game last night against Chicago, a game that Seattle won 8-5. So, you know, you talk about a guy playing well, to be +7 in a game where your team gave up 5 goals and you only won by 3, That to me shows that he's playing some pretty good hockey. And when you have a good quality defenseman playing that kind of hockey and playing in that kind of atmosphere with a plus seven in an 8-5 game, you know a lot of things are going right. And I think Dave Hextall is doing an excellent job coaching that team. And Ron Francis has certainly shown that he's done a good job in putting together that team to be where they are halfway through their second season. I think is marks that have to be given as gold stars all around in Seattle.
Hey, real quickly, John, we're up against it, but something that bothers me about professional sports today is that guys sit out all the time. At least they do in the NBA. So I'm not following the NHL like I do the NBA and these other leagues where guys take days off. Is that happening in the NHL as well? Because if it is, we're all getting robbed in some way, shape, or form because you want to pay to see the stars. Do the stars play every night in hockey, yes or no?
Yeah, they do, unless there's a minor injury. I think there's probably a halfway decision made there, Andy. If a star player has a minor injury, years ago he would have gone out and toughed it out and played. Now they just sit him out for a couple of games. It happened this week with Austin Matthews of the Leafs. He missed two games early in the week because he had a minor injury. They never said what it was for obvious reasons. But I think teams are more careful now with their stars. But in hockey, they don't sit them out the way that they do in basketball. And I guess this kind of started here with Kawhi Leonard when he was with the Toronto Raptors that one year. They sat him out an awful lot. It paid dividends for them because he was the key in the playoffs and they won the championship. But in hockey, they still tend to go out there and play unless there's a minor knock. But I think teams are more careful with those minor knocks.
Thank God for that, because I'm afraid that it's ruining the games quite a bit. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm watching the Milwaukee Bucks play Miami on Saturday. There's no Giannis. There's no Chris Middleton. And then you referred to him, Kawhi Leonard. I'll be honest with you. You're right. I think that this guy really set the standard and the bar, because he gets paid to not play, and he's mastered that better than anybody else. John, as always, love talking to you about sports. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaks down Major League Baseball and hockey for us like nobody else does, and we appreciate him so much. We got to take a break. We're going to get back into this wild, wild card weekend, man. It's all insane. It's crazy. The Chargers up 27-0, and they lose. We're not kidding, people. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back in Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion, football guy, obviously. Me, Dorf on Sports, just my own name and just making it kind of what it is. And then, obviously, Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, so let's break this down, bro. I can't even believe it, because if I were to tell you, when I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I'm going to tell you the truth. So I'm watching that game, the Chargers and the Jags, right? And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll give it a fair shake, and I'll watch some of this game, because that's what we do. And before I know it, this team is up 27-0. I decide to flip on a movie. We watch a movie. I decide, oh, I better check this score, you know, just because, right? I better check it. It's about 9 o'clock now at night, my time. Flip on the score, and it's 30-20. I said, okay, well, things have gotten a little more interesting. I think there was about 9 minutes or so left in the game at that point. I'm like, all right, I'll go flip it back on. Chargers probably going to pull it out, but you know what? We'll give it the old watch. Why not? Okay. So I turn it on, and lo and behold, chaos ensues. The Chargers drop the ball big time. I'm sorry, but that was pathetic, dude. I'm sorry. Like, that was absolutely pathetic, bro. When you're up 27-0, and you lose a football game, 31-30. You scored 3 points in the freaking second half? You completely collapse? I'm sorry, bro, but this on so many levels, man. I always talked about the Chargers and this coach and how much I can't stand the guy. I'm sorry, bro, but they ain't going anywhere with this coach. That Justin Herbert can have all the freaking talent in the world. He can have a great running back and Austin Eckler, and he can have Keenan Allen as his wide receiver. I don't give a rat's you know what. When you got that coach, you got to be so much better than everybody else, because that coach is going to do something at some point in time to put you in a bad freaking position. And what the hell happened to the Chargers, Mike? What happened to them?
Well, they were good, and then they were bad, and then they were just flat-out ugly. I mean, that is it was the definition of a choke job. That should never happen. And, you know, you're referring to Coach Staley of the Chargers, and this is the kind of game that gets you fired. This is exactly the kind of game that gets you fired. And I'm not going to be surprised in the least if when they get back to L.A. In the next couple of days, that is what happens. I'm not going to be shocked. I would actually be more shocked if they kept him after something like this than releasing him. But look, Justin Herbert is a very talented quarterback. I like him. He throws a beauty ball. He can make all the throws. He has weapons around him. But last night was on coaching. for him. You know, it's unfortunate to see, because I was like, all right, here the Chargers are going to prove to everybody they're just not like a, like they've been called a social media team type of thing. So, and then they go out and they just step on, you know, their, you know what, last night in that second half. But you have to give it up to Jacksonville. And it's one of those things, the past month or so that they've been playing some really good football and beating the likes of the Cowboys, and stuff like that, that you don't want to mess around and let Jacksonville think that they're still in it and give them some momentum. It's one of those things where, you know, my son and I kind of talked about it a little bit. And it's one of those things where we just go, screw around with them, and then you find out, right? Like, don't take Jacksonville lightly anymore. Trevor Lawrence in that second half, he's down 30 points or 27 points, whatever it was. He was bad in the first half. I mean, Jacksonville just as a team was bad in the first half. And then he got really good, and then Trevor got clutch last night. And this is the kind of quarterback in the second half anyways that people saw out of Trevor Lawrence coming out of Clemson. And now that he has an adult in the room coaching him, okay, and not some Ohio State cast off, right? He's getting good coaching, and he looked the part last night, Andy, in that second half. Holy smokes. He was making throws. The receivers were making catches. The defense came to play. They were getting stops. And it went from a snooze fest to watch to like, oh my God, this could be one of the better games of the whole weekend, in that second half.
You know, you brought up a couple of things, and I'm gonna kind of ride the coattails a little bit. I'm going to take a little further, because we both have addressed it on one side, right, where the coaching is absolutely horrendous, and we're talking about the Chargers. On the other side, man, Doug Peterson, I'm sorry, bro, but this guy, any and every team should want to try to grab this guy, and Jacksonville should do whatever they can to keep this guy there as long as they possibly can. We saw what he did with Nick Foles in Philadelphia. Now we're seeing what he's doing with Trevor Lawrence, right, for the Jags. And you're right, man. Like, come on, dude. This guy had, like, the worst freaking first half you can ever imagine. Guy throws four interceptions, right? But they're not out of it, which is insane, okay? That first and foremost, bro, I can't even get this through my freaking head. Like, they're out of the game, but they're really not out of the game, because we know in every single league, man, no lead is safe, okay? I'm sorry, but no lead is safe, okay? It doesn't matter if you're up by 40. They were up by 27, man. And you're thinking like, oh, there's only so many possessions left and this and that. It doesn't matter, man. It just doesn't matter. So we've seen definitely in recent history where it doesn't matter how many points you're up by. The game is 60 minutes long, okay? In basketball, it's 48 minutes long. You better go out and play every damn minute, people, okay? If you're not learning something from this stuff, then you're just as stupid as anybody else, okay? Because the truth is, these games play for a certain amount of time. You can't take your foot off the pedal. And Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence and the rest of those guys to believe that they weren't out of that football game? Oh, my gosh, man. And another right. thing you said, like, certain things, you just can't fight it, right? Like the Jacksonville Jaguars are a hot football team. The San Francisco 49ers, they're a hot football team, man. Like, yeah, they struggled in the first half. Their defense looked lousy. They didn't really come out to play in the beginning of that game. But you know what? They did. They figured it out because, you know what? It's a 60-minute football game. And a team can hang with you for 30 minutes. But can they hang with you for 60? And that's what Debo was saying after the game. He's like, dude, we play so physical, and they were matching our physicality. But over a course of 60 minutes, can they maintain that mentality, and can they continue that physicality? Hell freaking no. The 49ers are going to wear your ass down, people. They're going to keep coming and punching you in the face. So I think that's the mentality of the Jaguars too, bro. Like, they have no quit in them. And the Chargers were destroying this team. This is a game that could go a long, long way for this Jacksonville Jaguar team, man. And I didn't think this was what was going to happen. I picked the Chargers. I'm looking like a genius for a first half. I'm looking like the man, you know. And then all of a sudden, what the hell happened to you people? So, yeah, going back to your original point, they need to get rid of Staley, bro. Okay, I'm sorry, but this dude should not be coaching in a business that is all about winning. He makes bonehead decisions. They didn't have enough timeouts at the end of the game. Like, dude, there's so many things I can say about this guy, and it isn't positive. So the Chargers absolutely blew that football game. And give credit, like you're saying, give credit to Seattle. You know what? Because Seattle came out, and they weren't afraid. Like, they wanted to play. They wanted to win. But at the end of the day, the 49ers got too much damn talent, man. That offense is ridiculous. And then the defense was sleeping for 30 minutes, and then they woke the hell up in the second half, man. And I think that's the team we saw in the second half, that's probably the team we're going to see moving forward. I think it took Brock about 30 minutes to get his feet wet and understand that playoff football is a little different than regular season football, right? Like, the windows are a little tighter. Your throw has to be a little cleaner.
Right.
It's got to come out of your hand the right way. And then, dude, I'm sorry, but he was dazzling us with his footwork, bro. Like, Brock Purdy, I'm sorry, bro, but he was running around that football field and making plays with his legs. Did you see the high step that he did? Like, this guy, I am so impressed. And then I can't forget about Christian Kirk either, because those are our two local boys, man, putting in the work.
Right.
And I used to see Christian Kirk all the time, man. I used to see – he went to Saguaro. I used to see that kid. He's a good kid, a really good kid. And Brock Purdy, there was always something special about that kid watching him play high school football, right? Like, this – what we're seeing, I don't think we should necessarily be surprised. I think what we should be surprised at is the fact that dude stuck around to be the 262nd pick in the frickin' draft. That's the most crazy thing when you think about it. This guy just wins football games, Mike Wilson. And the third string quarterback, like, come on, dude. He was the backup to the backup, and then he was the backup to the backup who was getting in the game, and then that guy goes out, and then their hand is forced, and this guy has done nothing but impress the living daylights out of us. The way he handled himself after the game, bro, like I'm watching that interview with Katie, and Katie's like, wow, this guy is really impressive. And I said, you know what? I don't think it's a fluke. I think this guy is in the league to stay. And you know what? The 49ers got themselves at least two capable quarterbacks, maybe three. Dude, how fortunate are the 49ers? Like, come on. It's insane, man.
Okay. Let me just say this. Trey Lance who? Who's Trey Lance?
Like, exactly.
You know? I mean, you know, and here's the other thing, and I mentioned this, you know, last week or the week before. Brock Purdy was like a 3 or 4 year starter in high school. He was a 3 year starter, or possibly a 4 year starter, Iowa State. He's had a ton of practice time. He's had a ton of film time, a ton of game time to deal with different circumstances that can happen on a football field. So he's a rookie, but experience wise and going through the different types of situations you go through as a quarterback at any level, it's not a shock to him. It doesn't surprise him. So what we are seeing shouldn't surprise us, man.
I agree. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour, people. Hour two, all about the NFL, some firings, and things to discuss. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Real quickly, before we get out of this hour, phone number 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Am I crazy to say, Mike, when I said, I asked John that question because, truly, I don't know, you know, as much about the NHL hockey and the players playing night in and night out. But it does bother me that we're seeing guys take so many nights off in the NBA, and the regular season obviously doesn't mean as much as the postseason does. But the level of play and what we're watching, it's not as good when you don't have your stars playing on the floor. Am I crazy or what?
No, you're not. You're not crazy. I mean, you are, but I mean, that's a different discussion for a different day. But as far as this is concerned, you're not wrong. And you and I think, you know, the same on this. I mean, look, here's the thing that it just bothers me to know to the end of the earth. In our day growing up, the stars played, man. They just did. And MJ always summed it up beautifully. He's like, look, there's probably some kid sitting up in the rafters that's come to see me play. I owe it to that kid to play. And Kobe was the same way. He had the same kind of mentality with that kind of stuff. And now you have organizations and you have players that don't have that mentality, and it hurts the game. It hurts the fan interaction, all that kind of stuff.
Not only that, man, when you're paying the prices that you're paying today and the stars don't play, right, it not only hurts you mentally, physically, emotionally, it hurts you in the pocketbook, man, because you're like, why the hell did I spend that money? We got to take a break. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, y'all.
News. I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden taking to the podium at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. served as pastor. He's the first sitting president to do so. Biden giving his comments at this hour. Five more classified documents turn up at President Biden's Delaware home. Here's John Schaefer.
Aides to President Biden said the latest documents were found earlier this week, but just announced those findings on Saturday. New York Times correspondent Charlie Savage, who's been following the story, says this new discovery is raising more questions.
The biggest question raised by this on its face is, why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage? And then it turns out there were six more pages of classified documents found next to his garage.
About two dozen classified documents from the president's time as vice president in the Obama administration have been discovered at his Washington think tank offices and in his Delaware home.
The White House has approved California's request for a major disaster declaration. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says it will help Californians impacted by the storms and make federal funding available. 19 people have been killed in the wave of atmospheric rivers and nearly nonstop downpours. Roughly 20,000 customers still without power today. This resident tells ABC News she heard and felt it.
The house shook a little bit, and there was a pretty big explosion from the live wires hitting and a flash.
The National Weather Service is warning of another surge off of the Pacific on Monday. Media reports out of Nepal say there are no survivors among the 72 passengers and crew members who were on board a Yeti Airlines flight that crashed on the runway at Pokhara International Airport. There were a number of foreign nationals on the passenger manifest. Authorities investigating the country's worst air tragedy in three decades. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Authorities are awaiting toxicology results to see if there was an underlying cause that sparked the cardiac arrest that killed Lisa Marie Presley last week. The test will reveal if there was anything inside the only child of Elvis Presley's system at the time of her death. Presley will be laid to rest at Graceland next to her beloved son, Ben. A mother and three children died in a raging house fire in Indiana. They were all found in the same bedroom on Saturday morning. Authorities are investigating the cause of the blaze. There has been an ancient discovery on the shores of Maryland. Here's Corey Myers.
A 9-year-old aspiring paleontologist found the find of a lifetime Christmas morning, a massive 5-inch tooth from a prehistoric megalodon. Her mother said she asked for cold water waders for Christmas and then set out to search the shallows of Chesapeake Bay. They had it checked out at the Calvert Marine Museum, and it was confirmed it was the tooth of a massive shark that lived more than 23 million years ago. Considering the size of the tooth, it indicates that this particular megalodon was between 45 and 50 feet long.
A grenade explosion in Russia's Belgorod region has killed 3 people and injured 15. The blast occurred in a cultural center repurposed for Russia's armed forces to store ammunition. This comes hours after Russia launched a missile strike on several Ukrainian cities, killing at least 9, injuring dozens more. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and believe me, so much to talk about. Wild Card Weekend football is here, and it got off to a crazy start. The Chargers are up 27-0. Before you know it, they're losing a game 31-30. The 49ers get off to a slow start, but they figure it out in the second half, and they pour it on the Seattle Seahawks. We got a full slate of games today as far as it goes. This Wild Card Weekend, you got the Dolphins at Buffalo, you got the Giants at the Vikings, and you got the Ravens playing the Bengals. And then, not to be outshined, Monday night, you got the Cowboys playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tampa Tom. Somehow they snuck in the playoffs, but you never know what can happen once you get in the dance. And Mike, NFL wildcard football weekend is here, my friend, and it got off to a great start with the 2 games on Saturday. Looking forward to the games today, my friend.
Hey, look, if Saturday was any indication of what's to come today, then get your soda, get your popcorn, get your nachos. It's going to be one of those days, ladies and gentlemen.
One thing I think we can count on is that Vikings-Giants game, it's going to be wild, man. The first time they met, I believe the Vikings won on a 61-yard field goal. So expect chaos in that one. I think the other two might be chalk, Bills and Bengals, but you never know. We got to take a break. We're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. Tons to talk about in the NFL here. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. Save $200, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about in the NFL. As we know, Wildcard Weekend is here. Games happened on Saturday. We got three games today on Sunday. One game Monday night. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. Before we talk about the games, my friend, I do want to talk about the situation here in Arizona. Get rid of Cliff. Get rid of Steve Keim. Talk about Sean Payton potentially coming here to the desert. I don't know if I'm Sean Payton, if I want this job per se. However, we do know what he's done with smaller quarterbacks. I don't put Drew Brees and Kyler in the same sentence by any means or any stretch of imagination, Mike. But, you know, a guy that has success with one small guy, you kind of think you're going to have success with every small guy when you think about it. And coaches always feel like, well, I can be the guy that can make him turn the corner. So first and foremost, any shock or surprise at the way that the Cardinals handled the GM and the head coach? And then potentially, do you think Sean Payton would be a good fit if he chose to come and be the Arizona Cardinals coach? And maybe even more, maybe he gets the general manager and the coaching job. Who knows?
It's one of those. No, I'm here. It's one of those things that I'm not shocked about what the Cardinals did. I mean, I think anybody with a half-functioning brain could probably see this coming in terms of Kingsbury and Keim getting the axe. I mean, look, Keim was already on like a leave of absence type of thing with the organization as well. So, I mean, it was only a matter of time, literally, with him. But the Cardinals were just a mess this year. And, you know, you're not going to get rid of the quarterback who you just gave $160 million in guarantees to, or in $250 million contract, whatever it is, to Kyler Murray, even though he deserves, you know, some criticism with this as well. Secondly, Sean Payton, if I'm Sean Payton, I don't want this job. No thanks. I'll hard pass. You know, it's one of those things where I think Sean Payton's going to end up not in Arizona. He's going to probably, it sounds like he could end up in Denver. But I don't, you know, they have a defense up there. He's an offensive master. When it comes to that, but you have to deal with Russ, and that comes with its own set of good points and bad points up there in Denver. So if I'm Sean Payton, I'm going to be picky as hell in terms of what jobs are out there. And if there's no jobs out there that he is just dying to have, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, with the media and those kind of things. So you'll still get a check. You don't have the pressure of or the work time that NFL head coaches have. So he can afford to be picky, Sean Payton, for sure. But at this point, I'm not sure where he ends up and what other jobs may come available. If the Cowboys lose tomorrow night, and I'm praying to God that they do, just to see their fans crying their beer, I could see Sean Payton possibly wanting that job for sure. He's always kind of been rumored to be the next Cowboy head coach, and him and Jerry Jones have a relationship. So we'll see what happens there. But like I said, if I'm Sean Payton, I'm going to be picky as you know what, if I want to go back to being a head coach in the NFL.
It'll be interesting to see what DeAndre Hopkins wants to do, whether he stays in Arizona.
Right.
I mean, we know that this guy is he's top five probably in this league as far as wide receivers go. And if you lose that piece, I think it's extremely challenging. So with that being said, I kind of agree. I think Denver sounds like a good opportunity. Another small quarterback and Russ, a guy that's won Super Bowl, right? Like, there's some pedigree there for Sean Payton to work with. You talked about the defense that played extremely well for most of the season, but the offense just was abysmal, and they could only do so much. So, interesting to see what will happen here in the offseason with the Cardinals. Carolina, you surprised that they got rid of Steve Wilks with the way that the guys played for him? I mean, I know that ultimately some places you're kind of like a fish out of water, and the chances of you sticking around are slim to none. And I almost think the deck was stacked against him, but under the circumstances,
yeah.
I, I actually think you did a pretty good job. What say you?
No, you know what, Andy? That was funny that you mentioned that, because I was literally thinking about that the last couple of days. And he did have the deck stacked against him. And it's not like Carolina goes out and spends a bunch of money, or it's like a destination spot for free agents and stuff. So he was trying to do the best job that he could under the circumstances that he was given there in Carolina. I thought he should have had, be given another year to see what he can do. I mean, granted, the quarterback situation in Carolina is not terrific, and there's a lot of other things that are not terrific in Carolina. But it seemed like you said, the players responded to him. Like there's something with him that the players enjoyed playing for him. So yep. We have to let this play out. But in the end, I thought he should have at least got another year there in Carolina to see what he could do.
How much criticism should the Colts be receiving for the decision that they made to bring on Jeff Saturday? And obviously it was a unprecedented situation in general. The team was going so poorly and you just tried to make some kind of a spark, but ultimately they lost 7 straight games with Jeff Saturday, and his decision-making was pretty awful to say the least. The Houston Texans, that's another spot maybe where you might need to make some changes. I think Cleveland, you hold off and you see kind of what happens with Deshaun next year, right? The Commanders, I don't know, man. I personally think they need a better coach. I mean, if Taylor Heinicke probably still plays throughout the season, I actually think they probably make the playoffs. So I don't know what the hell that guy's doing. I think when you look around the league, and then Sean McVay deciding he isn't going to run away from adversity and he's going to run through it. Like, of course, that makes sense. Like the Rams just won a year ago. Like, you had a bad year, bro. Deal with it, man. Just like anybody else, take your lumps and you move on. Like, it's kind of strange, but
right.
Out of all the jobs that are out there, like, what do you think is the best job, I guess, is my question.
That's a good question, because, I mean, we range from, you had mentioned Cleveland, where you and I both think, like, you hold off on that. Cleveland has pieces. Cleveland has some dudes that can play. So I don't think they fire that guy. I think that for the first time in a long time, Cleveland has an adult in the room, like a football coach. So, I don't think that's going to come open, but I thought McVay was going to walk away. I did, because there's a lot of other things in his personal life that were bugging him as well. But I don't know. I don't know what's the best job. I don't want Houston. Good God. No thanks. But someone's going to take a chance on somebody.
Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Giants, Vikings. Those are all your games that'll be happening today. Second day of Wild Card Weekend. Monday Nighter, Cowboys and Buccaneers. That'll wrap up the Wild Card Weekend. Do you like the format, Mike, just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I like the format. I'm not a big person that gets all caught up in scheduling and the format. I just want good games at the end of the day where I can sit there and just enjoy the NFL playoffs. But yeah, no, I'm fine with the format. What about you, Dorf?
Well, I think they're trying to maximize the viewership when you think about it, right? So,
right.
You know,
right.
On Saturday you have the game that starts at 2:30, then you have a 6:15 kind of primetime-ish game. You know, you have the early game with the Dolphins and the Bills in the normal time slot. You've got the Giants and the Vikings in that 2:30 spot, and then you put the Ravens and Bengals on, you know, late night on NBC for that Sunday night game. I think they're just spacing it out. And you know, if you have the Cowboys playing on Sunday with the Buccaneers, it's almost like you ran out of time, to be honest with you. So I think they do it for advertising, for viewership, and ultimately the schedule makes sense. Interesting to see how the AFC will turn out, right, with the championship game potential of being at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm sure you know of that, but obviously if the AFC championship game is Cincinnati and Buffalo, Cincinnati and Kansas City, it's being played in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Dome. So looking at the games, my friend, Dolphins playing the Bills, I think it's going to be extremely difficult, right, for the Dolphins to pull off a miraculous upset, because I feel like Buffalo now is a team of destiny. You know, with what happened to DeMar Hamlin, seeing how he's recovered, seeing that he got back in there, you know, like he was able to talk to his guys. Like there's something that I'm feeling for Buffalo, and it's different than what I felt in the past. You know, like I felt bad for them in a way. Now I kind of feel like they're a team of destiny. You know, they've had all kinds of problems and injuries, and you know, you go out and you get Von Miller, and the guy can't play, right? Like, you have the DeMar Hamlin situation. You have all the injuries that took place, and they're there, man. Like, they're still standing. And Josh Allen, with the progression that he's made, are they a team of destiny, Mike Wilson? Yes or no?
They certainly can be, and there's something to be said for that, because I know there's plenty of people out there like, okay, yeah, it was a bad thing that happened. Doesn't necessarily make them a team of destiny. But people underestimate just how big of momentum or just positive vibes that can come out of this for a team, and they get on a roll. And Buffalo's a team, they get on a roll, look out. And look, it was kind of a thing last year with Cincinnati a little bit. Little team of destiny, and they got that first road win, and then they took it all the way to the Super Bowl. And you get hot at this time of the year, whether you are the home team or the road team, it can turn into some pretty good stuff and some pretty good results at the end of the day. So, you know, the only thing that worries me a little bit is, you know, Josh Allen can throw some picks, man. He can turn the ball over a little bit. Not that he's going to or anything like that, but he does have that propensity, kind of that gunslinger Brett Favre kind of, I can fit this ball in into a real tight window, and it kind of backfires on him. But other than that, today Buffalo is going to handle their business with relative ease. I mean, that's just my feeling. And I'm a Dolphins fan, but I'm a realist with a third string quarterback going into Buffalo. So would I love to see Buffalo in the Super Bowl and win it? Absolutely. That town's been snake bitten with Super Bowl trips, and we all know how it went for Jim Kelly and the crew back in the day. And it would be a great it would be a great story if they win the Super Bowl. But I also think if Cincinnati won the Super Bowl, I think that would be a great story as well.
Look, they're a really good football team. You know, Joey Big Game Burrow, as I like to call him, has not had that sophomore slump, right? Like, the guy came out this year, they got off to a slow start. They were 3-4, but they figured things out. And like we talked about, you know, with the Niners earlier, I think they've won now 11 straight. Cincinnati kind of right behind them, 7-8 straight, something like that. And they're definitely on fire. They're definitely playing well at the right time.
Right.
I think they handle their business as well against the Ravens, who are coming in really banged up. And let me ask you about that situation with Lamar. In the beginning of the year, you know, people were talking about, like, this guy shouldn't get on the field because, like, he needs this guaranteed contract. Now he can't get on the field, right? And people are talking about maybe the marriage coming to a divorce at the end of the season with Baltimore and Lamar. I don't know really where they go from here, to be honest with you. If you have Bateman on the field, I think that helps Lamar a lot. Huntley has tendonitis in his shoulder. Like, they're in trouble, bro. Like, at the end of the day, I think they need Lamar more now than they did at the beginning of the season. And going into the off season, bro, like, you better figure out how to pay this guy. Am I crazy again? Yes or no?
No. Okay. Once again, well, you are crazy, but with this, no, you're not crazy. I personally think, I mean, look, with Lamar bets on himself, and he doesn't have an agent, so he's betting on himself. And there's been certainly some talk. Does he want to be on the field? Is he keeping himself out? Is he finding a doctor that says, hey, you don't take a chance with what you got?
In a weird way, I can see this very clearly, bro. Like, if you're hurt at all, why even step out on the field? Like, if he has anything, I'm with you, man. And I can absolutely see that. And that's probably the organization butting heads a little bit with Lamar on this one, right or wrong?
No, right. I can see this certainly butting heads. I'm not sure with the franchise tag if they can do that with him. You know, I mean, if they do, they can do it for 2 years. But literally at the end of the day, let's not forget, if this kind of goes south for Lamar in Baltimore in terms of, like you said, a divorce, he's from Miami. Let's just say there's questions in Miami about the quarterback situation.
Oh, and I think I would be out. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I would, as a Dolphin guy, I would be salivating at that. I mean, Lamar, Waddle, and Tyreek. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, I'll take that all day long. It would be one of those things for me and people where I'd be like, hey, Tua, it's been nice. See you later.
I'm with MVP, you. That sounds dynamic, so. Okay? That sounds very dynamic.
Yeah.
And if that could happen, look out, NFL. All right, so quick question for you because we're coming up against the break here. Giants and Vikings. Right. Obviously, you got Danny Dimes, the guy who had no contract coming into the year. And quite frankly, again, I think the Giants may have screwed up here because at the end of the day, I think this guy's proved that he belongs as a starter. He has a winning record. He made the playoffs. And I don't think a lot of people were expecting this from the Giants. On the other side, Kirk Cousins. Like, this is a guy that we all talk about. Like, he's not good enough to win in the postseason. Who does this game mean more to, Kirk Cousins or Danny Dimes?
Well, you'd probably want to think that it means more to Kirk Cousins. They're at home. They have the better record. They have, you know, all that. And he has the reputation of when the lights are on, when the lights are the biggest, he doesn't play well. And look, we're talking about first round of the playoffs, and you're at home once again. I mean, the lights are on, Kirk Cousins, and you got to perform to get your team to that next level. You know, Danny Dimes, you know, we just finished talking about Lamar Jackson. He's kind of, you know, he kind of bet on himself a little bit. Danny Dimes is kind of betting on himself a little bit. They didn't redo the contract or renew the contract or anything like that. So from a personal standpoint, if you're Danny Dimes, it means quite a bit because you can kind of call your shot in terms of maybe where you go or who you sign with. But leave no doubt. I mean, all of us that doubted Danny Dimes are kind of eating some crow right now because he's played very well.
I agree. All right, we got to take a break. And an interesting stat on this game. Both teams, negative point differential. Who's going to be a little bit better than the other team at the end of the day? We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you our picks, among other things, on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All righty, people. Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. We always break down the games. We talk about what we think may or may not happen in them. Before we do that, I just want to get this in as well, because we basically talked about some of the storylines with every game other than the Cowboys and Buccaneers. And obviously it's Tampa Tom. This guy, we know what he does in the postseason. He wins a lot of championships, gets to the Super Bowl a lot. Dak Prescott, up and comer in this league. Mike McCarthy, a coach that we're always wondering when the pink slip is coming for him. And, you know, if they lose, they've had a great season to a certain degree. I think they were 12-5 and, you know, kind of in the mix to win that division. Ultimately, big football game for both of these teams. Who's got more pressure? Is it Tampa Tom or is it Dak and Mike McCarthy?
You know what I'm going to answer on this. It is Dak and Mike McCarthy. Look, they've had the better season. Tampa struggled. They've had injuries. But Tampa's at home. And the record that Tom Brady has against the Cowboys is what? That's right. He's undefeated against the Cowboys. And everybody knows it. I think there is a certain degree of expectation in Tampa Bay that they're going to put down the Cowboys today. I don't exactly root for Tampa Bay all that much, but today I will fire the cannon off in my backyard for every score that they do. I don't care. I think if they lose in the first round, and I'm talking about the Cowboys, I think McCarthy gets fired. I'm just saying right now. I think if they lose in the first round with all the good season that they had, the expectations from that delusional fan base, they're going to be asking for Fat Mike's head, and I think they'd probably get it on a platter.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Jerry winds up deciding, whether they win or lose. And then, like you said, the expectations start to grow if they do win, let's be honest.
Yep.
And then if you have that letdown a little later, it might hurt you even that much more. Although, one thing you got to realize, bro, they're not playing today. They're playing Monday. So you're going to have to wait like a little over 24 hours to have that good feeling if Tampa Tom and the guys can get it done. All right. So let's talk about the games that will happen today, and we'll get to that Monday night game. Dolphins playing the Bills. We know that this is a daunting task for these guys, Mike McDaniel and the rest of the crew, to go in there with Skylar Thompson. I think he was a sixth or seventh round pick, whatever it is, out of Kansas State. So at that being said, Josh Allen, the kid from Wyoming, who everybody loves so much, and we're all, you know, in some way, shape, or form, if people aren't pulling for the Bills, I think there's something wrong with you. The Dolphins are in the way of them to getting to their ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl. I don't see them giving them too much adversity when push comes to shove. It's going to be a little cold there. I think, you know, somewhere around 30 degrees. Dolphins play and 70-degree weather all the time. Bills, I think, are just more built for this. I do think Isaiah McKenzie will not be playing, inactive. So one less weapon, but Diggs is out there. Gabe is out there. Gabe Davis. They've got guys, right? We know that. And,
right.
And they're gonna make plays. I do wonder a little bit about the Bills' secondary. But I don't think that Skylar Thompson is going to be able to exploit that. So ultimately, man, I'm going with my team of destiny. You know it, and I do too. I think the Buffalo Bills win this game. It could be similar to the 49er game, where close for about 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden things just start to happen out on the football field, and Buffalo will wind up pulling away. I like Buffalo to get it done.
Now, look, everybody knows I'm a Miami Dolphins fan and have been since I was a little kid. This is – Dan Marino ain't coming out of retirement anytime soon, is he, you know. And so you got a third-string quarterback up there in Buffalo in the cold. Yes, Miami played well up there in the regular season, but that's the regular season. That's before the whole DeMar Hamlin situation as well. This is going to be a team in Buffalo that just wants to step on the accelerator and not let their foot off the entire game, and not give Miami any thought that they're going to win this game. That would be the mentality. So, you know, Buffalo is going to win this going away. They're a two touchdown favorite for a reason. So,
I agree.
You know, I would expect them to cover.
Yeah, based on the public, but I also think it's based on just the dynamics of where we're at with these two teams right now. All right, Giants, Vikings in what might be the best game of the day. It might be the best game of the weekend. We talked about when these two teams met in the regular season. Vikings had to have a last-second 61-yard field goal to win the game. Both of these teams have a negative point differential. I think that that's important to a certain degree. Maybe not necessarily in this game, but moving forward, that does mean something somewhere along the line. Danny Dimes playing Kirk Cousins. I think both these guys are playing for a lot. Like, Kirk Cousins is playing for the belief from people all over the world that he's capable of leading the Vikings to victory and postseason success. On the other side, you got Danny Dimes, the dude that was like a man without a country in the beginning of the season. They didn't want to give this guy a contract. I think he's played himself into a contract somewhere, whether it's with the Giants or somewhere else. I think he's shown that he's serviceable and he can get it done in this league. I think this is going to be a wild football game, bro. For some weird reason, my brain is telling me that the Vikings are the worst 13-4 team in the history of the NFL. And then they're playing the Giants, who are a team in a lot of ways, like, they're better. They outperformed what people probably thought they were going to do. I think I'm going to take the Giants to beat the Vikings in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium. I think they have the right formula with Saquon able to run the ball and Danny Dimes to make enough plays with throwing. I think the Giants can get it done. I really do, Mike.
All right. Well, once again, you stole all my thunder there, Dorf, man. I'm going with the Giants as well for the exact same reasons. I don't believe in Minnesota at all. You know, Justin Jefferson, yeah, look, I'd take that guy on my team in a minute, but it's the guy under center that I don't buy into. And as my son would say with Minnesota, he's like, they're complete frauds. He's like, they're complete frauds. They're not going to get this done. I think Danny Dimes is betting on himself, and it's going to work out. I think Saquon's going to have a good day. And I'm telling you what, Andy, their head coach, Brian Daboll, I love that guy. He's energetic. He's emotional. You know exactly what he's thinking most of the time on the sideline and in press conferences and the whole thing. I think New York goes into Minnesota and beats them. It's going to be close, I'll give you that, but I think New York pulls this out.
Ravens and Bengals. Bengals have had their number. They've just beat them, you know, all season long. They seem to me to be the better team. Joey Big Game, we talked about him. The Ravens have issues at quarterback. They don't have a lot of playmakers. This says Bengals all over it to me. And I, you know how you were saying Buffalo's not close? I don't think this one's all that close either. I think the Bengals win.
Right.
I think they win emphatically. And I think, you know, they're poised to get back to the Super Bowl. I like the Bengals.
No, I like the Bengals too. Look, it's a division game, and people are like, well, it's tough to do this against division rival. Like, no, Big Game Joe is not going to let this happen. And I know I've mentioned this a few times during the year. I look at Joe Burrow as another version of Joe Montana. He's just calm. He's cool. He's collected. Granted, he hasn't won 4 Super Bowls yet, but he's had at least one opportunity. And I just think this is just another growing step for him to get back to the Super Bowl with the weapons that they have. And their offensive line is a little better than it was last year as well. But it's going to be interesting to watch. But, I don't think this is close. I think this is a 2-touchdown game. And Baltimore just goes into the offseason like Miami will.
All right, last one would be Monday nighter, Cowboys playing the Buccaneers. We talked about Dak. We talked about Fat Mike and his poor decision-making. We talked about Tampa Tom and what he does in the postseason. I think this is going to be a good football game. I do, because at the end of the day, the Cowboys are going to be slowed down a little bit on the grass, so I don't think the defense is going to be quite as good in getting after Tampa Tom. With that being said, guys like Godwin, guys like Evans, they're going to have to go out and make plays. And I think the way that they finished the year offensively, it could be a challenge for the Cowboys defense and obviously the secondary to keep up with those guys. I like Tampa. They've underperformed all season long. They're not even .500. Like, I mean, so it's hard to take them, but Tampa Tom's record against the boys, and I just think in the big moments, he can still make the plays. He can still make the throws. I've been relatively impressed with Tampa Tom with the way that he's been able to throw the ball all season long. I'm taking the Buccaneers. I think they get it done on Monday night, my friend.
Once again, you and I are agreeing. Like, look, it's what we say about, you know, certain people when the, you know, Kirk Cousins, when the lights are bright, that he folds. Well, you know what? When the lights are bright, Tampa Tom, we know what he does and what he can provide for his team. He thrives under pressure like this. And he almost, and it, to me, it almost seems like he invites it, you know, this kind of pressure with him and his teammates and just the situational things that can happen during a game. So I think Tampa Tom, I think that you're right with, you know, Godwin and the rest of the guys. Evans are going to have to make plays, but I think they're going to. And, you know, there's a part of me that says my head should pick Dallas, No. Like, I can't do that. That's like vinegar coming out of my mouth. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay tomorrow night.
Yeah, betting against Tom Brady in the postseason, it doesn't bode well for exactly. us, right? So until the guy goes down, I'm sticking with Tampa Tom and Tampa Bay to figure out a way to beat Dak Prescott and Fat Mike on Monday night. We got to take a break, my right. friend, and we're going to come back with what we do. It's called Parting Shots, people. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Like I always tell you, follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, my friend, it is parting shot time. And guess what? You're up, my friend.
Hey, I got a couple of parting shots today. One, hey, it's NFL playoffs. Enough said. Get your soda, get your popcorn, sit back, watch these games. The games have been fun so far. And, Andy, my second shout-out goes to your little dog, Lucky. Okay, I know he's going through some tough times, but he's responding. He's doing better than he was. So shout out goes to you, Lucky, and everybody in that household. For hope he gets better soon.
Look, man, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, in life, dogs are a lot like people. Cancer can hit any of us. Obviously, it's hit my dog. Week one, I will tell you, week one, I was amazed at how he responded to the treatment. Week two has been a little more challenging and a little more difficult, watching him be a little more lethargic, I guess, and not quite himself like he was week one. But I do appreciate that, man. And, you know, every day that I have with him, I'm looking at it as a blessing. So my parting shot is going to go out to people watching football on a Sunday. It's wild card weekend, man. It's going to get wild. It's going to get crazy. And expect the unexpected. That's all I can say. And for Lucky Dorf, who likes watching football with me, Mike Wilson, Robert, I'm going to say peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.